is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Tuesday, October 2nd, Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels and Eve of the Feast of St. Teresa, in the year of our Lord, 1979. We are at the Vatican Pavilion Grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island.
Shade. I cannot describe it in human words. It is a beautiful, warm shade of blue that's now developing into pinpoints of light directly coming from the center of the sky, meeting with the outline of blue all about the trees. High in the sky over Our Lady statue, I can see our Blessed Mother coming forward. Oh, she's dressed now all in white. She has a beautiful white mantle with a border of gold about, 3/4 of an inch all about her mantle. And she has a beautiful snow-white gown. And about her waist, there's a gold belting. Our Lady has upon her head the beautiful crown. It's round like a ball, but all open. I do believe it is known as her crown of Fatima. It has a cross upon the top, and it's all made of spun gold. It's just absolutely beautiful. It sits on Our Lady's head not on her forehead like the others have, but just on top of her head, held in place by the mantle. Our Lady has her hands up like this in prayer. Her rosary, the beautiful rosary, is dangling from her hands. And now Our Lady is taking the rosary, the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking all about her. It must be very windy because Our Lady's skirts, which are very full, are blowing about her feet. Our Lady has on very delicate-looking sandals. It looks almost like a golden strap. And right at the toe part of the strap, she has what appears to be a tiny rose made of gold on each foot. Just one rose. It's just so beautiful. Now, behind Our Lady, I can see St. Michael. He is now, I have noticed the brilliance before of the sky opening, but St. Michael now is surrounding Our Lady. And I mean surrounding because I can't even see where his wings extend. They go so far beyond the right side and our left side that And even the size of his head, I can't explain it to you. It is enormous, but not out of proportion. He's magnificent. Our Lady now is kissing her beautiful crucifix like this. And now she is taking the rosary and placing it in the belting about her waist. Now Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's touching her fingers, her first fingers, to her lips. My child and my children, the crisis for our vicar has not passed. His life is in great danger as he remains in the United States of America. There are great forces of evil loose now to endeavor to destroy him or set in motion a manner of revolution that will bring a great multitude of deaths in his presence. I ask you all to continue your prayers of atonement, your sacrifices, and we ask major acts of penance from all. Our Lady is pointing up to the right side of her, of the sky, our left side, her right side, and I see a cross. A huge cross over St. Peter's, but it's frightening because the cross now is being covered like at Lent with a purple garment. It's very frightening looking. It's like at Lent when you are to do a heavy penance, the cross seems to be extinguished. Yes, my child, I have you look upon the crisis ahead. When the cross is extinguished, there will be great confusion. Murders will abound. Man will proceed deeper into the darkness of spirit. Without due atonement, without penance and sacrifice of many, I cannot any longer hold back the punishing hand of my Son.
The Lord is with thee.
The Eternal Father, through my Son and the Spirit of life, give fair warning to mankind, as in final warning to your generation, that you must now turn back and restore your earth so that it may be pleasing in the eyes of the Eternal Father in heaven. Or he shall be forced to destroy you. My child and my children, do not be affrighted by my words. The world shall not come to an end. The Eternal Father has given his promise to mankind that the world shall never be made extinct again as in the past with the time of the floods. However, your world shall be cleansed with a baptism of fire. Only a few in the multitudes upon earth shall be saved. You have been asked to make a choice between the cross and the serpent. And this choice has also been asked of the clergy in my son's house, his church upon earth. Cardinals and bishops, you run to and fro, experimenting with your own human reasoning, neither asking nor bending your knee for divine guidance. For you have become blinded by the pleasures of the flesh, seeking worldly gain. And many are selling their souls to get to the head. Again, I say unto you as your mother, in the words of my son, I repeat to you, what does it gain a man if he gather all the riches of the world and you lose his place in the eternal kingdom of his God? You cannot have both. My child and my children, you will continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world. You must continue to pray for your clergy, your bishops, your cardinals, and especially my poor children, my poor wandering sheep. My son's heart is torn for you, as the eternal Father even weeps for the just punishment that will be soon sent upon you. Oh, my children, what can I do now if I could take my heart and offer it to the eternal Father to save you? I would. My son gave everything for you upon earth, and how soon have you forgotten? Even now, as I wander across your earth, visiting my children, I find that you are re-crucifying my son. For all the blood he shed for you, you defame his name. For the heart that bled for you, you despise him anew. Oh, my children, heap all upon me the abuse that satisfies your addiction to sin. But do not defame the name of my son. I ask you, as your mother, to listen to me, for I have come to try to save you, to save you even from yourselves, for you are blinded by sin. Even the clergy in my son's house have become addicted to sin. They have been allowed to become blind and deluded because they have become lovers of the flesh, seeking pleasure and worldly power, and casting aside the knowledge of the supernatural. They removed with their power all of the guardians necessary for the protection of my son's church upon earth. Saint Michael was, is, and always will be the guardian of the faith in my son's church upon earth. You must now bring him back in sight and in sound and in prayer. For as he remains outside the portals, the portals shall crumble, the doors shall close, persecution shall abound upon your earth. For sin is always a forerunner for war, my children. Murders, persecutions, robberies, all manners of sins of the flesh, homosexuality, lesbianism, perversion, sodomy. Sodom and Gomorrah fell for less sins that we then you have committed now upon your earth. Noah took to the ark, and the world was in a better state spiritually than your world now, for you have accepted a sophisticated manner of sin based on man's reasoning and not God's truth. Truth, you must understand, is the guiding light. And the truth is my Son in the eternal Father and the Spirit of light. You accept false gods that satisfy your fleshy desires. Pleasures of the flesh have condemned many to hell. My children, it is a delusion for mankind to believe that a form and manner of humanism shall save the world. Modernism shall destroy the world and my Son's church, but not the foundation. For my Son is the foundation. Though the walls may crumble, the pillars may shake, the foundation is solid, for it is my Son, and it shall be rebuilt after the great chastisement to its former glory. The Eternal Father has full control over your world. Though in your free will now, he will allow you to follow your own course to destruction, or else, my children, I will say anew, the other course leading to heaven is a narrow road. Too few find it and remain on it. But only a few will be saved in the final count of the world's population. Are you ready, my children, to stand this test? Have you prepared your children and your families? You speak of love. I hear the word love extended all throughout the world. And how many know the true meaning of love? How many practice the words they preach? So few. The Eternal Father looks into your heart. You cannot deceive him. Words are but coming from the mouth. But he demands and commands that what is of the Spirit comes from the heart. You will all keep a constant vigil of prayer going throughout your country and the world. As I directed you before, Lucifer seeks to remove your vicar, so that the chair of Peter shall be empty. Confusion then will abound. And then, without your prayers and acts of penance, will come the end. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist. She's looking all about her now, and she's extending her beautiful golden rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is turning to her right. Now, over on the right side, on our right side, that would be Our Lady's, there are many figures coming down from the sky now. They're just absolutely beautiful. I know they're angels. I can tell from their outline, as I said before, they don't appear to have faces, yet they don't look out of proportion. They're absolutely beautiful looking in all of the colors of the rainbow, even colors I can't describe, and I'm certain I don't think anyone could combine colors to make similar to what God has placed in sight for us to see with the grace of these colorings that are on the garments of the angels. Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. Now they're gathered about Our Lady as she's cutting across the sky. She's floating. She doesn't walk. She seems to be absolutely weightless, yet she looks as solid as you and I. Our Lady is going across the sky over to her right, our left. Now she's extending her rosary down like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her left. She's traveling faster now across the sky. Michael is watching her. He remained in the center of the sky with his wings spread, covering all beyond us, as far as I can see on both sides. Now Our Lady is going over to the second tree. She's lowering herself down till she's standing over the tree, and she's bending over now like this with her crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix of a beautiful rosary, and she's placing her hands together like this in prayer. Now Our Lady is coming across the sky. She looks absolutely beautiful. She looks very fragile tonight, very fragile. Now Our Lady is standing. Now she's coming down closer to her statue. She's coming very low above her statue. Oh, just beautiful. Our Lady now is touching her lips with her first finger. My child, remember my visits to La Salette and Fatima. Understand that you must accept the same rejection as I did, and as though those who were voice boxes persevered to the end, so you, my child, must also persevere in your mission. The graces necessary shall be given to you. I cannot promise you health or great happiness upon the earth, my child. For if you carry forth your mission, the promise made to you by Teresa shall be fulfilled. And now, my child, I have a great surprise for you. Our Lady is pointing up to the right side of the sky, and I know her now. Oh, Teresa is coming forward, St. Teresa, and she has three other nuns with her. I recognize them. And, Celine. Oh, yes. Oh, they look very, very beautiful. They have on long, dark habits and those white, I don't know what you call them, but their headpieces have white, starchy-looking, wide, white, like bends from the forehead up. Teresa has hers just above her eyebrows. And I noticed that Teresa has a very, very large black rosary dangling from the right side of her belting of her dress. And she's smiling now. Teresa is standing there now with her hands, slim little trial ladies, up in prayer like this. Now Our Lady is beckoning to me, and she's touching her first finger to her lips. Listen, my child, and you shall hear a most pleasant message. Oh, Teresa now is placing her hand up like this, and she's now touching her fingers to her lips and nodding to Our Lady. My sister Veronica, I am happy that you have recognized me this evening. Though my heart is also heavy, as the Queen of Heaven suffers much for the sins of mankind, the Eternal Father does plan a heavy penance upon mankind. Oh, my sister, can you not join me in the quest for souls? Remember, I asked you many years ago to go fishing with me. And I said to you, my sister, that we will join and be fishermen for souls. However, in your world now of confusion, this did not mean we shall join in the revolt of the women against the plan of God. You must tell all of the sisters in the convents and all the women upon earth that the Eternal Father has given them their role as children of God. They must not revolt against him and be liberated from this role, for they have then been deluded by Lucifer. Your Bible must be studied well, and you will understand that the Eternal Father gave you truly a simple way to follow. It goes far beyond much human understanding, because without prayer and suffering and penance, you will not have the gift from the Eternal Father to understand even the sacred scriptures. My sister, you must hasten to warn the world's peoples that a great chastisement is coming upon mankind. There are so many lists of offenses to the Eternal Father in heaven, and offenses to our Blessed Mother, that I could go on and spend the evening, my sister, with you, discussing how to correct these offenses. But there will be needed many sacrifices, many victim souls. Even my sisters in the convent must remain steadfast in their faith and the rules. They must not give themselves over to modernism and humanism, for Lucifer has set this delusion upon them. Modesty and chastity, an example for all mankind, my children. That is what Our Lady has said to you in the past, and yet you have discarded her counsel. And why? For such a short time that many will be upon earth? Why do you discard this counsel? My heart is heavy, for I know the future, because the Eternal Father has given me this knowledge for these latter times. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you are approaching the closing days of the latter times. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Our mother has traveled and grows tired. My heart is bleeding for her, for she has suffered much for all of God's children upon earth. Seeing coming over the veil all of the little babies murdered before they complete testimony for their God, the Eternal Father. Life has become rejected because the light is dim upon your world. The light of sanctity, holiness, and piety, chastity, and charity have been cast aside. Oh, my sisters, you have become foolish maidens in the convents. You have chosen to cast aside your divine vocation to become women of the world. You cannot enter heaven, my sisters, in the convents. Listen and act upon this counsel, the counsel from heaven now, for there is little time left for you. You must return to your habits and return to the rules. You cannot be of the world. Though you live in it, you must not join the world, for your world now is in full control of Satan. Veronica, my child, I call you my child because Our Lady calls you my child. I am many earth years older than you now, but I always will be even a child to the Eternal Father. Now remember, and I repeat again, the simplicity of childhood that is necessary for the entrance of all into heaven, unless you become simple of heart, simple of pursuits, and childlike in your acceptance of faith, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And I repeat my little gift of prayer to all mankind. Dear Jesus, all I can do is just love you, for my riches are here in my heart. They're not locked or chained against departing, for they're always free to depart. I offer this gift to you, Jesus. Accept it with your precious joy. I'm yours to hold there in your kingdom. Accept me as your little toy. You will remember Veronica, spiritual childhood always. Now Teresa is turning and I hear music. I hear a great deal of voices. They're beautiful. It's like a choir. I only wish I could sing it for you. Hallelujah! 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 And the voices, I can't pick them up anymore. It's beautiful. I've never heard anything like it. Oh, and now the angels are all gathered about Our Lady. And they are holding about Our Lady a garland of roses. There must be at least 20 or 30 angels, small figures. I don't know if they're children or if they have children, but they do look very young and almost childlike. And they are surrounding Our Lady with this garland that's simply one long garland of roses. Looks just beautiful. Our Lady is looking about her now, and now Our Lady is motioning to me and touching her lips. Now, my child, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. The crisis has not passed. We know what is to take place, my child, yes. But it is for you now to continue in obedience with a plan ahead. You will not repeat, but listen. Now, my child, you will await my son. Continue with your prayers of atonement. Oh. Guy, oh, he's beautiful. Jesus has on a burgundy cape and a cream-colored gown. It's like a beige color, and about his waist he has a beautiful tie, and he's extending his hands out to me like this, and he's taking my hands. Veronica, my child, you will not expire at this time. You will remain in seclusion, my child. You did not listen well to my mother's direction. You must reserve all of your energies for the mission. I have asked you, my child, to remain in seclusion. The message from heaven is going throughout the world. But the great urgency now is to save your vicar and our vicar. I repeat, you will all do penance, atonement, make sacrifices for your vicar. Do not scoff at the direction of my mother. She has directed you and counseled you well. As you sow, so shall you all reap.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
The sheep shall be separated from the goats, even in my church. Bishops and cardinals, you will soon be called before me, and shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? Better that you turn now while there is time and restore my church. For you have scattered the sheep, for as shepherds you have become truly lost in the world. A world now controlled by the forces of hell, by sins of omission, shall many of you be forever damned. You cannot compromise the faith. You cannot accept gratuities to compromise my church. Where is your faith? When I return, shall I find even a flicker of faith left in the hearts of my clergy? And even my sheep that have been scattered, my children upon earth? I shall not give you a long discourse on your offenses, but I give you fair warning now that the sand is about to pass through the hourglass. And your time is running out. Amen, amen, I say to you as your God. Penance, atonement, and sacrifice now. Cleanse your souls by penance, or you shall be forced to your knees to do penance. The Eternal Father shall chastise those he loves. Shall you be counted among the sheep or the goats, bishops? Strip yourselves of your pride and your arrogance, for pride is a more formidable barrier against sanctity than even outright licentiousness. Pride comes before the fall, and all that is rotten shall fall. The kernels that survive in a storm often fall on rocks and don't bloom and bring forth and bear fruit. But now as I look upon my house, my church, upon earth, I find you have opened the doors to thieves and robbers. All manner of heresy abounds now in the hearts of men. You have turned from your God, and you are forming false gods of worship based on a humanistic way of life. You shall not modernize my church, for you shall not change my church to suit man. But you must reverse the course of man to bring him to his God. For I have given you the grace in your vocations to gather my sheep, and you have chosen to scatter them. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Many martyrs shall fall into hell. A heavy cross will soon be placed upon the world. Have you prepared my sheep for this test? Pray a constant vigilance of prayer now in your country. You who go about crying love and brotherhood for my vicar, but how many of you pray for him while you give him all the gifts of the world? How many of you pray for him? You cannot take Satan from his course by your gifts of money, your gifts of outward displays of love. For it is by love and brotherhood that you shall destroy yourselves. For as your world cries love and peace and brotherhood, you go faster to your end. My child, I shall not burden you any farther. Eternal Father knows of your plight. You must understand, my child, that it is a narrow road, and you will find it also difficult as long as you remain in your human body. Jesus is looking all about him. Now our lady is coming towards him. She was standing over. I just noticed she was over on our right side of the sky. And Michael is still standing beyond Jesus. He's tremendous in size. There's no human way I could explain him. But he doesn't look out of proportion. It's a feeling of tremendous strength when you look upon him. Oh, I always feel that that Michael is truly the greatest warrior in heaven, because of all the angels I have seen with Our Lady and Jesus, he is the most magnificent and the most, he has the strength. It, you feel it looking upon him. That is why Our Lady always counsels me and Jesus to call upon Michael often. And Our Lady also has asked that Michael be returned to his son's church. That's the church upon earth, the Roman Catholic Church upon earth. Now, Jesus is nodding, smiling. Our Lady now is going over by Jesus' right side. That's over on our left side. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. He has his fingers extended, the two fingers and the thumb like this. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Jesus are going across the sky, way over on our left side. They're just above the tree. And Our Lady is looking down. It's getting quite windy because Jesus' cape is also blowing up there. And Our Lady is smiling. Now, she went across the sky with both her hands joined like this together in prayer. But Jesus now has placed his hand out like this, and they're looking down. They're quite a distance over on our left side. And Jesus is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning. He's looking over to the left. Now he's coming quickly across the sky. He also floats too. He's not walking. He seems to be weightless, yet he looks as solid as you and I, except he's all lit up. He's so brilliant. Well, there's a tremendous light that I'm certain if heaven didn't allow me, I would certainly have my eyes burned out. The light is tremendous. I can't explain it to you. It's brighter than any light bulb. I have never seen a light so brilliant, and it's different. It's really different. I guess that's why you call it supernatural, because it's certainly, there's no way to explain it. It's a tremendous, brilliant light. And now Jesus is turning over, and he's just about over on our right side by the first tree. Our Lady is directly following him. She's just about a little under his shoulder. That's how far she's reaching, just about to his shoulder, but down maybe a couple of inches below. I see the crown now. Our Lady is nodding her head. And for a while, I thought the crown was coming down in the forehead. She nodded her head. No, it doesn't move at all. I'm watching it. Oh, Our Lady looks so beautiful. Now, she still has her hands like this, joined in prayer. And the rosary now is dangling from her hands. She looks very beautiful. And Jesus now is, he's directly over the tall tree. He's gone quite a bit over on our right side, his left. Now he's bending down like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is, I can't hear what she's saying, but they're talking together. I know, I can't hear. I can hear just a slight sound. And now they're both turning and coming across the sky again. Jesus is leading, Our Lady is joining, and then Michael's still standing directly over. Now, Michael, instead of the, the gauger that he carries, that scale, he's got, of all things, a bell. A very large bell. Now what is it? He's carrying a bell. You know what it looks like? That bell that you see in Philadelphia. A bell. And he's ringing the bell. He's ringing the bell. It's very big. Oh boy. How he can carry that bell, I don't know. It's big and it's really made of iron. It's a huge bell. I think you can, can't you see it? It's so clear. The bell, right over, directly over Our Lady's statue. And Jesus and Our Lady have stopped on the right, and he's standing there, and instead of the, that scale he carries, he's got this huge bell in his hand, and he's ringing it. Oh, it's really, must be very heavy, but not to him, but oh, it goes bong, 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 bong. Oh, it really hurts your ears. I feel like I'm under it. It's making such a loud noise. And now, the bell stopped. It's vibrating. Oh, oh. Now Jesus and Our Lady are coming directly over a statue. And Jesus is extending his hands out again like this in blessing and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand like this next to his heart, and Our Lady still has her hands in prayer. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement, and remember your vicar.
Recalling to mind all that he ever said and did.
Yes, I will.